Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right back to the lines. Next in line, Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call, as always. I just, I know what's going on in Trump world right now, but in 4 years, he was able to put three people on the Supreme Court, many, many federal judges, and a big tax cut for the wealthy in this country. And that's a lot of damage in 4 years. And because of that, I need to know, because this is a big deal to me, how bad of a hit is the Voting Rights Act of 65 going to take with the Supreme Court ruling? And it's very troubling to me anyway. So you have a great 4th of July, and thanks for taking my call again, Matt.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Yeah, and have a great long weekend yourself. Happy 4th, everybody. To my fellow veterans and everybody else out there, all the patriots that in our state that listen to this show and outside of our state. Now, here's the deal. With Wisco Paul, I want to emphasize something. You know, we hit that issue on the hit to the Voting Rights Act earlier in the show, but you raise a good question, and that is, long-term, what is the impact of that? And one of the things I really want to stress is that it's taken two successive hits. It's a death by a thousand cuts. They're trying to whittle it down. So about 8 years ago, Roberts and the court threw out the part of it that required preclearance by basically Southern states who had a history of discrimination to pre-clear any changes in voting to make sure it didn't adversely impact minorities. And they said, well, it's been a long time since the Civil War. Let's get rid of that. If Congress wants to apply that to every state, that's fine. Well, I think it should be applied to every state. And so that, the John Lewis Act is going in, and every state would have to pre-clear the Justice Department. I think that's a great idea. And you may say, well, why should New York and California do it? Well, so what? If it's on the up and up, it'll be cleared and all that. It just gets rid of a lot of the strange stuff, and a lot of the northern states have strong Trump, people, and in Wisconsin has a Trump legislature and all that. You know, it has a Republican legislature. We have Evers as governor, but the lame duck legislation, really tied his hands, and so it wouldn't be a bad thing if Wisconsin had to pre-clear it with the Justice Department. Well, Moscow Mitch, Kevin McCarthy, and the rest of these people won't let that bill come forward. So right now, nobody has to pre-clear. And that means all the right-wing states have put in these voter suppression laws. And in Arizona, it's directed at Navajos. 29% of them only are on mail routes. If they give their ballot to a neighbor, it's a 5-year felony. They can give it to a family member or caregiver, but they give it to a friend. They have a thing where, okay, it's mail time. We're going to go, who has mail? Utility bills, Christmas cards, sympathy cards, birthday cards. Oh, and ballots. The ballot is a 5-year felony. And a woman, a black woman in Texas, is doing 5 years because she went to the wrong precinct. They said they'll cast a provisional ballot for her. She had at one time committed a crime, and she had satisfied her time and almost satisfied her supervisory time, but not quite by a couple of months. And for that, she's spending 5 years. This is only to intimidate black people and Navajos, all right, and Latinos. That's all it is. Somebody went to prison for voting. And the average person doesn't listen to this show, hasn't read a lot of history or any history. And all they hear is, they don't like us and somebody went to prison. I can't afford to go to prison. I'm not going to vote. It's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. It'll cut down voting by a lot in those areas. Well, that didn't have to be pre-cleared. But now the Supreme Court has done something very dangerous. What the Supreme Court has done is say, that's okay, because you have to show that the racial intent was overt, was actually spoken about in the legislature. Like some idiot's going to get up and say, I don't like Navajos, and I'm going to make sure that they don't vote by intimidating them by throwing a few of them in jail. The Supreme Court said, yeah, that way we'd set that apart. Oh, really? Really? How stupid do you think these people are? They don't say that. They just do it The Supreme Court said it doesn't matter if they do it or what the impact is, they have to say it. But the even more dangerous thing, Paul, which Gopal called this in, is people have been suing under Article 2, Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. I don't want to get into a lot of law school 101 here, but you can't just go into court. You, in federal court especially, you have to have a statute or a constitutional provision that lets you sue. You can't just say, I don't think this is fair. So the hook has been Section 2. Two of the justices in this case, in a concurring opinion, so it's dictum, it's not part of the holding of the case. Dictum is a Latin word that just means it was spoken, but it's not quite the holding. In other words, it's not the consensus of the people that all voted for it. Said, why should Section 2 give anybody the right to vote? We should look in the next case to see whether you can ever sue under the Voting Rights Act at all. No matter what they do, even if they get up on the floor of the Arizona legislature and say, I don't like Navajos and I'm going to criminalize their voting, not only can't you argue that to us, you can't even file the lawsuit. This is not just getting rid of the Voting Rights Act. This is getting rid of any chance for anybody to object to voter suppression. That's straight out of Putin. That's straight out of the Crown Prince Mohammed, Chainsaw Charlie in Saudi Arabia. That's right out of Xi of China. That is right out of Kim Jong-un of North Korea. This is America, you know. The Minutemen at Lexington and Concord were not soldiers. They were farmers. They were farmers with muskets. And they worked hard. And King George of England, of Merry Old England, said, you're going to pay taxes on tea, and you're going to pay taxes on stamps. And by the way, we're going to force you to put up British soldiers in your farmhouse and feed them. And it doesn't matter whether you like it or not, or whether you have teenage daughters you don't want around these guys. Too bad. And you know what the farmers said? They said, I don't think so. We're free men. That ain't happening. And you know what they did? They got together in Lexington and Concord, and I do not know if you've ever been there. I have. Very nice. These are nice towns, nice highways, and they just went in the woods. And as the Hessian soldiers came along, they plugged them. Now, I'm not advocating anybody out here do that. They plugged them. Down they went. They started the Revolutionary War. Down in Virginia, they had a lot of support of George Washington, Madison, Jefferson, and the rest of them. And they pincered up from Virginia, and the New Englanders came down, and they said to King George, we don't want trouble, but you ain't doing this to us. And that's how our country was born. Somebody has got to say to the Republican Party, to Moscow Mitch, Kevin McCarthy, Trump, this Supreme Court, you do not get to put in pretend laws that are intended to throw Navajos and Black people and Latinos in prison to intimidate the rest of them and get away with it. You ain't going to do that. You ain't going to do that. And in our democracy, we don't have to go on the highway at Lexington Concord. In our democracy, what we simply have to do is vote. We have to be heard publicly. You have to call into radio shows like many of you do. There has to be a free press and a military that stays out of politics, which has so far happened in this country. I'm very glad to say that. But people who vote Republican have got to remember something. The Minutemen at Lexington and Concord didn't vote for King George. They took up arms, okay? And we are not voting for King Trump or King Moscow Mitch. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.